Country Pop FM.
This is the Bob Almanac, presented by Authority Fence. When you're in your backyard oasis, you want quality craftsmanship that you'll be proud of. Ooh. Minnesota's maintenance-free specialist is Authority Fence. They use only premium country estate vinyl products and back that up with a lifetime warranty. Imagine your new peaceful and private backyard thanks to Authority Fence. Go online to authorityfence.com, click on Free Fence Estimator, or give Scott and Jared a call now at 320-558-4488. Authority Fence, Minnesota's maintenance-free fence specialist. License number BC393238. So thank you, guys.
And welcome aboard.
Yeah, Scott and Jared, welcome
aboard.
Yeah,
we appreciate that, guys.
Sponsoring the Bob Almanac, making it worthwhile. Because sometimes we wonder why we do this.
Right.
In fact, I often wonder, why am I doing this?
It cuts into my nap time, I got to be honest.
Monday, March 20th, and nobody does a Bobathon while napping better than you.
Thank you so much.
Monday, March 25th, 85th day of the year. Oh, I got to tell this story. So I'm at the NCHC Championship. St. Cloud State lost, so I'm not broadcasting, but I'm watching it.
And that was Denver.
That was Denver over Omaha.
Omaha
beat North Dakota, the championship, right. 4-1. But there was a gentleman who had a Wild jersey on. He had obviously gone to the Wild game earlier, probably had gone out to the bar pre-Wild game. Mm-hmm. So he went to the Wild game, probably had some beer at the Wild game.
That was a 1 o'clock game.
They lost in overtime. And then the NCHC hockey championship game was at 7:30. So obviously he had gone to both. And so in the third period of the NCHC game, he is napping. And the camera, the XL Energy Center, I don't know if they showed it on TV, but the camera there put him up on the big board. And the crowd roared to try and wake him up. We thought he was dead.
Right.
Because the crowd roared, and it wasn't a huge crowd. It was maybe 4,000 or 5,000 at most. But they made pretty good noise in there. Acoustically in there, you can get some noise. Didn't wake him up.
Didn't budge, huh?
So the people around him started piling things on his head. He was kind of napping, and his head was off to the right. And if you go on Twitter and social media, you'll probably find the photo. But they started stacking stuff. First of all, it was a popcorn box, a square popcorn box, a Wild popcorn box. And then it was another box. And then it was cans, empty cans of beer on top of his head. And I swear they got it to about 4 feet. And then he woke up, and they didn't have camera. They didn't have footage of him waking up and then tumbling over. But then they did show him up there, and he had woken up, and everybody was cheering with his picture on the scoreboard. He had no clue what had happened.
Right.
No clue.
Oh, that is too good.
So beware. Do not fall asleep, especially at a game where there's not that many people around. The camera's looking for anybody at anything.
Yeah, something to do.
Yes. Because a Wild game where there's 19,000 there, there are plenty of people to choose from. But maybe he's a Bob listener. We salute you.
Right.
And we encourage taking a nap at any place possible, other than when you're driving.
We salute you, yes. Mr. I fell asleep at the hockey game.
Yes.
My son and I were listening to a bunch of the
Real men of genius.
They are so
they
some
are so good. I wish
awesome
they still did
ones.
Those.
Yeah.
Monday, March 25th, 85th day of the year. It's the Bob Almanac presented by Authority Fence. Listen to this story. This is just tragic. 1911 in New York City. There were sweatshops back then. We didn't have a lot of regulation. You know, we had the muckrakers and so forth, and we had sweatshops and worker conditions. You know, unions hadn't taken over yet for the most part, so working conditions were bad. And in New York City on this date, 146 women were killed in a fire at the Triangle Shirtwaist Company in New York City, textile company, making clothing and those things. The owners of the company were indicted on manslaughter charges because many of those women were locked behind closed doors in the factory.
Jeez.
So they wouldn't leave. They locked them in there so they'd do the job. You know that's a bad job when you get locked
in. Yeah, that's not a good sign.
The owners later acquitted, unbelievably. 1914, they were ordered to pay damages to each of the 23 families. Only 23 of the families sued. Maybe because they didn't have the wherewithal to sue to get a lawyer.
Probably
unfortunately.
Not, yeah.
And 1-800-ASK-GARY wasn't around yet.
No.
or it just wasn't, it was different back then. There were, I don't know if they had such things as class action suits or whatever. That was over a century ago.
That was very sad.
But very sad. Very tragic this date. 1911. 1934, the tradition, unlike any other, began on this date.
In 1934, it was not even known as the Masters. It was the Augusta National Invitational, and Horton Smith won the inaugural event. Smith would win again 2 years later on a Monday finish as Sunday's final round was postponed due to heavy rain.
Horton heard a hue and then he made a putt and won the first ever Masters. And he said, as Jim Nantz, since there wasn't even called the Masters back then, just the Augusta Invitational.
Jim Nantz was at that Houston basketball game last night.
That's good to know. We needed to know that. That was knowledge we needed to know. He was from Houston. He didn't go to Syracuse. Most of those big-time broadcasters went to Syracuse. Yeah, maybe that is.
Him and Fred Couples were from...
That's right, because they constantly bring that up. Yeah. I mean, if they bring that up anymore during a golf broadcast, let it rest just a little bit there. But 1934, Horton Smith, who liked to hit the high fade, which works perfectly, at the early days of Augusta National. That was the state in 34. How about in 39? Listen to this tune.
Makes no difference now what kind of life fate hands me. I'll get along without you now, that's plain to see.
That is technically your first ever number one country song.
What happens next, cause I'll get by somehow.
Wow.
I don't worry, cause it makes no difference now.
That's Cliff Bruner and his Texas Wanderers. It makes no difference now as Billboard magazine introduced its Hillbilly Music Chart. That's what they called it.
Hillbilly.
It was a Hillbilly. It was called Hillbilly Music early on. You know that from
The Ken Burns.
The Ken Burns Country Music documentary series featured on PBS. But that was your first ever number one song when Billboard magazine, its first country music chart, known as Hillbilly Hits. The chart was kind of a semi-regular thing. It was basically only monthly. Because it took them a while to get into the backwoods there up in the Appalachians and to talk to the hillbillies. Took them a month to get in and get out to get what songs they were listening to. So, and it was published until 1942. And, of course, then later it was called the Most Played Jukebox Folk Records. And then it eventually...
That's a very clever title.
Yes.
Very
so catchy. It was Folk Records. Yeah. And then that eventually... evolved into today's Hot Country Charts, Hot Country Singles Chart, produced and published by Billboard. So that was the state 1939, and I'm going to put this out there right now. I will not play that song on the All Request Lunch Hour if you request it. It's just too old. 1939. With all due respect.
To Cliff
Bruner. Right. And all respect to the Texas Wanderers, who just wandered into the game because these people just wandered into the studio and started playing instruments. That's how they got their name. 1941 on this day, it's a big deal in the U.S. because before this, everybody had to mill their own paprika. But the first ever paprika mill was incorporated in Dahlin, South Carolina. It took until 1941, just in time for World War II rationing, too. They rationed paprika. It's very important.
For sure. They still do, I think.
I mean, don't you just love to sprinkle a little paprika on
your... color.
On your deviled eggs.
Yeah.
Or on your potato salad. You brought some, were those hard-boiled eggs that you brought in? They looked, now, just because based on the shadowing, they looked like eggs that you put on your smoker. Have you ever smoked eggs?
No, I
have
not.
We've done that. That's delicious.
Oh, I bet that is good.
It's a way to go, and they get a little brown tinge on the whites. But the first paprika mill, 1941, finally moved into the 20th century with our first ever paprika mill in the United States, 1941. In the world of paprika, we were still living in the Dark Ages, Neil.
Sad.
Up until 1941. How about this date in 71?
Well, she's all you'd ever want. She's the kind I'd like to flaunt and take to dinner.
Take to dinner. It's Tom Jones, She's a Lady. This song went gold.
Oh,
she's got style, she's got grace, she's
all over
a winner.
Radio.
She's a lady, oh, 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 she's a lady,
63,
talking about
that lady. I'm pretty sure you can get a date by singing this song.
Oh, and the lady is mine.
And the one thing that I didn't know until now is that was actually a Paul Anka song.
Ooh.
Paul Anka wrote and recorded that before Tom Jones. Obviously, he wrote it, Paul Anka, who was a prolific songwriter.
Yes, he was.
Don't forget about that. Paul Anka, 1971. How about in 82?
Midway through the first period, the Oilers opened the scoring as Gretzky gained control of the puck in the corner and set up forward Pat Hughes for a goal.
Pat Hughes scores!
With the assist, Gretzky became the sole player to score 200 points in a season.
First 200-point season, and he's the only one to ever have done it. Now, there are 82 games in a season. You do the math. He's averaging like over two and a half points per game. He did it four times. That was the first of four times, and nobody else has ever had 200 points in a season. I just don't see it happening.
Ridiculous.
It's unbelievable the kind of things that he did. Wayne Gretzky, he is the great one.
Yes, he is.
And that was his date back in 82. 1990 on this day, Tommy Lee. You know, he's the drummer from Motley Crue.
Yeah.
He was arrested for allegedly exposing his buttocks.
Oh, nice.
During a concert in Augusta, Georgia, because that's what everybody wants to see.
Sure.
At a concert, they want to hear the band play, and they want to see the drummer's buttocks.
Right.
Now, if Jim Morrison had been alive in 1990, he would have said, Tommy Lee, I see your buttocks, and raise you my... Right?
Yeah, my privates.
Yes. Tommy Lee, 1990. But we don't thank ourselves. We're not thankful that Jim Morrison wasn't with us.
No.
In 1990. Hopefully. Great.
And hopefully Tommy won't be doing that. Isn't Motley Crue playing the state fair this
year?
Yeah.
I'm picturing it a little bit with that crepey skin at this point at his age.
No good.
A little too crepey. And I know they've got that infomercial on TV, how to get rid of crepey skin. I don't know if Tommy Lee's been going through that regimen or not.
If he has,
it's possible it could make an appearance.
Right.
And would we do the same thing, 1990 sensibilities? If he was to do that here in 2024, would he be arrested again?
I don't know. Have we relaxed?
It's just tremendous how much more we allow now than back then.
Yeah.
This has to do with military as we go back to 1994.
I pray to God for the Somali people. I pray that they will find a way to raise themselves out of this anarchy and turmoil and build some kind of society based on love instead of based on the gun.
Remember when we were in Mogadishu?
Yes, I do.
And in Somalia? That was this date, 94. One of our military commanders addressing the media. We had gone to Mogadishu because, there was famine, there was hunger, people were dying of hunger, they didn't have enough food, and then we were sending them food, but then these warlords were taking the food away.
Right.
So we sent our military in to help, and isn't that where Black Hawk Down happened?
I think it is.
Met Mogadishu, but we left Mogadishu on this date. The last U.S. soldiers left Mogadishu. On this date, it certainly was. In 95,
he read a boxing magazine at dawn, and then Mike Tyson emerged, surrounded by bodyguards, his promoter Don King behind him. He wore the black smock and white cap of a Muslim convert, but said nothing.
Michael Tyson, on this date, released from the Indiana Youth Center, serving 3 years for raping beauty pageant contestant Desiree Washington. I think he was actually released early.
Yeah.
But that was his date, 1995. Did he ever do any more jail time after that? Did he ever do anything bad, or did he learn his lesson? I certainly do enjoy him in The Hangover.
Right. I don't think he went back to jail.
Yeah. You do know that tigers love pepper, but they hate cinnamon.
Right.
We found that out.
Well, I don't care if the sun don't shine. I don't care if the bells don't chime.
One of the greats.
Just as long as you love me.
Now, this song I would play on the all-request lunch hour today if you'd want to hear it. This is the day Buck Owens passed away. Died at his home in Bakersfield, California. He was 76. Great entertainer.
So, darling, let it rain.
You couldn't help but smile when you see the guy.
You really can't. Well, it's a picking and the grinning thing.
Yeah,
if you're picking and grinning.
Yeah.
And if you're picking, you're grinning. If you're grinning, you're picking, really. And that was his date in 06. 10 years later.
Hola, bella. Buenas noches, mi gente de Cuba.
Rolling Stones in Cuba. Yo, who are these old guys? Now, say, years ago.
Still tore it up.
By about 500. They're still tearing it up now.
That's amazing.
And that was the state 2016. And then this is surprising. This was 5 years ago. Due to a lack of spacesuits able to fit women, NASA had to cancel an historic all-female spacewalk. Don't you think they would have thought of that before they headed up there?
Well, I sure think they would have.
I mean,
hello.
Talk about it. And they didn't have an onboard tailor. I mean, you could have taken it in a little bit, I suppose. You know,
hem
it up a little bit, take it in, adjust. But they didn't have the right spacesuits. That's a lack of foresight.
Yeah, that really is.
And that's the state 2019. Birthdays.
Good morning and welcome to the Critics' Corner. If the mathematics geniuses at Princeton's Institute for Advanced Studies see face-off, I defy them to calculate the total rounds of ammunition blasted from pistols and automatic weapons.
Remember that John Travolta, Nick Cage movie, Face Off? It's crazy. Gene Shalit, he gave it a positive review. Gene
Shalit. A lot of lead flying, evidently.
He's 98. The Today Show movie critic.
Gene Shalit. Huge mustache.
Yeah, his mustache. There were some ski jumpers out there, Olympic ski jumpers that envied that mustache.
Right.
Meaning that they could probably use it as a ski jump. That thing was wavy. And
it was
large and very impressive. And Willard Scott got lost in that mustache a time or two.
Mm.
And he's a big man.
He's a big dude.
He's not going to get lost easily, but he's 98. Now this.
You go to the post office?
You got it.
Will you buy me book stamps?
I'll deliver them personally to your door.
Wouldn't you know it? I got to work the late shift tonight.
Well, leave your key under the mat. I'll have a fire going for you.
Where are you going to get a fire going? I don't even have a fireplace.
Like I said, I'll have a fire going.
Oh, Starsky, he was a ladies'
man.
More of a ladies' man than Hutch was.
Yeah, for sure.
We lost his buddy David Soul last year, but Paul Michael Glazer, he was Starsky. And Starsky and Hutch, you know, I think Ben Stiller did a nice job, a nice homage to that character.
I do, too.
In the new remake, version, the remake of it. And
yeah, that was good.
He's 81 here today.
Listen, Dick, that is your name. Dick, if you're going to continue to get this close, do you think you might consider switching aftershaves?
Anything else?
Stronger mouthwash might be nice.
Yeah, if you're a network news anchor, you might want to look into some mouthwash.
Right.
That's Holly!
Yeah.
Holly! It's Holly Gennaro, Bonnie Bedelia. Married, not married, separated, together.
Yeah.
I never could figure out what's going on with her and John McClane.
Sure, come out to the coast, yeah, have a few laughs.
Exactly. Have a few laughs. She is 78 here today.
All right.
Oh, she's a big girl. She's standing.
Elton John's birthday today, and I had an inkling and a longing for a little island girl here today.
Oh, nice.
Island girl, what you want it with you, island girl.
She had a pretty good career.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah, it was lengthy, and that's the first record I ever bought.
Nice.
I don't think I bought it. I was in kindergarten.
Oh.
And so I don't think I bought it, but it was mine. It was given to me. Elton John's greatest hits. Him sitting at the piano with that white suit, the whole thing.
Did you get to see him in concert?
I did. We saw him at Target Center.
Okay.
So that was on my bucket list. I also have tickets to see Barry Manilow. That was on my bucket list. He's coming to St. Paul in August.
Nice.
So the last St. Paul concert. But Elton, sir.
Several times. He was
Sir
great.
Elton John, 77.
What a show.
Hey, Mr. Wheat.
Yes.
Alfalfa, what are your feelings as you watch that?
Oh, I'm hurt and confused, and I don't know what to say. No comment.
Alfalfa, apparently stunned by this tragic turn of events.
Joe Piscopo doing Ted Koppel, and Mary Gross as Alfalfa on the SNL epic Buckwheat Got Shot.
Right.
Mary Gross is 71.
Oh, come in, Dwayne. Hey, hi, hi. What's happening?
Say it with me, Neil. Hi,
hey,
hi,
hey.
Haywood Nelson. He was Dwayne on That's What's good. Happening. Hey, hi, hey. He was one of the guys.
Yeah.
Rerun, Raj, and Dwayne. Dwayne is 64. Sarah Jessica Parker, 59 today. Sex in the City. For some reason, they always called her Horse Face, and I thought that was unfair.
I did, too.
It really was. I mean, John Elway, Sarah Jessica Parker is 59.
Hey, Lisa, my horoscope says we're destined to dance together.
My horoscope says, beware of dorks.
Did she ever get together with that dork, Screech?
I
wish they would have.
Yeah.
But that's Lark Voorhees.
She was worked out.
She was Lisa. We took a trip to Belleville.
Like
I can't remember what the
Belldale.
Name of that. I'm having a hard time remembering high schools now. Yeah. But Lark Voorhees. I know the one that I know the one that I went to, and I also know Rydell High from Greece. But Lark Voorhees is 50 today. Danica Patrick is on our list.
Okay,
that's Danica Patrick.
So. You little maniacs want another domain name?
Yes, please. How about smokinghotdance.com?
See what happens next at GoDaddy.com.
She was the voice, the face, and the body there for a lot of it for GoDaddy.
For GoDaddy, yeah.
And a pretty good racer. Danica Patrick is 42. And our rapper of the day is Big Sean.
Oh, Big Sean.
Big Sean.
It's kind of a normal name for a rapper.
36.
Gone but not forgotten today. We have a pretty quiet list all in all. I'm going to mention Ed Begley Sr. He won Oscar for some movies, including some fine work in The Unsinkable Molly Brown.
And who's his son?
Ed Begley Jr.
Yes.
I'm guessing.
From St. Elsewhere.
Yeah. 1901. Jack Ruby. He did not watch the show How to Commit Murder, How to Get Away with Murder. Because his plan, if he was trying to get away with it, he chose poorly. Because he did it on national TV in front of a lot of people when he shot Lee Harvey Oswald. And that didn't work out. He was born on this day, however, in 1911. One of the most famous voices of my youth and our generation would have to be Howard Cosell.
Are you ready for him? Here he
is. Look at those teeth clenched together. Valerie Bertinelli. Look at Ed Asner. The body prostrate. However he advanced he may be in years, that's the body of a former football player. CBS is getting close to the victory. They have gotten that flag into dangerous territory from the NBC point of view.
All of his great calls... Down goes Fraser. I would put that up with Down Goes Fraser.
Valerie Bertinelli
and Ed Asner battle the network stars, tug of war.
Anchoring their tug of war
squad. Body
squad.
Prostrate, which I don't even know what that means, but that's what he said. As obviously he was mesmerized, maybe hypnotized by the chest hair of Ed Asner.
Of one Ed
Not
Asner.
Valerie Bertinelli.
No, she didn't have the chest hair.
No.
She, oh my gosh, that was great. The Battle of the Network Star. That was just Battle of the Networks at that point.
Look at Ed Asner, right there.
That man.
Right there.
It, were the halftime highlights on Monday Night Football
right.
were a thing of beauty when Howard Cosell would get it done. Nobody like him, the great Howard Cosell, born on this day, 1918. And there's really nobody like her. We're talking about the Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
You better think about what you're saying. You better think about the consequences of your actions.
Oh, shut up, woman.
You better think about what you're trying to do to me.
Pretty good in Blues Brothers, too.
Yes, she was.
She ran the lunch counter.
As the waitress there, yeah.
Let's go back, let's go back, let's go in.
What a voice.
I didn't even know you came to me.
What do they call her, Neil?
She's Queen of Soul, a Rock and Roll Hall of Famer, the one, the only Aretha. Aretha Franklin, born on this day in 1942. Sadly, they're all gone, but not forgotten.
Couple of omissions from your staff.
So tonight,
any wedding dance is not complete without this one as a slow song.
True.
How did I ever win your love?
People forget about him when they mention some of the great blind performers and singers.
Did I say to turn your angel eyes my way?
And then there's there's one more. More music.
Well, we should mention his name.
Well, it's Jeff Healey. Yeah, we would have gotten to it eventually. Okay. Thank you. Don't interrupt my process, Neil.
Oh, yeah.
That's a problem. Yeah. Right.
Work your fingers to the bone.
Sad omission.
Boyd Axton.
Yeah, we should have got him.
Bony fingers.
There's another one that would be a fine request.
Singer, songwriter, actor, pitch man.
I've been broke.
Had to deal with the gremlins.
I remember well, a kid always
wore he wore a nice hat.
Yeah. Oh, joy to the real world. Yeah, I've never been to Spain.
Yeah.
His mom wrote, what Elvis song was that?
Heartbreak Hotel.
Heartbreak Hotel, something like that, yeah. Now they're all
gone, but not forgotten.
Would you like to start a Bobathon with Brooks and Dunn, Neon Moon, Vince Gill, Little More Love, or, it's not looking like it right now, but eventually, Summer Nights, Rascal Flatts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Vince Gill today.
WQPM, Princeton.